This is KERA News. I'm Courtney Collins. The KERA series, One Crisis Away, No Place to Go, looked at life for folks on the financial edge, living in rapidly gentrifying West Dallas. Today we follow up with Lily Garcia, who at age 84 is a first-time homeowner. Lily Garcia is beautifully dressed as she walks into HMK Limited to sign the contract on her new home. She's petite, maybe 5 feet tall, though she sits at the negotiating table with authority and marks page after page. Two X's. She doesn't have a signature. Flanked by a notary and her daughter, Garcia says she's ready to own a home in West Dallas.
Oh, I like it there. For a long time I stay over here.
Many of her 9 children were born in West Dallas. That's where her friends are, her doctor, her pharmacy. She's dug in. Her daughter, Frances Borciaga, says that's why the last year has been so difficult.
She was under so much stress, not knowing what was going to happen, you know, where am I going to move?
When the city of Dallas strengthened housing standards last fall, the 305 rental homes owned by HMK Limited were no longer up to city code. At first, the landlord decided to shutter the properties instead of making the necessary repairs, which he said would have cost millions. Since most of the tenants were paying just $300 to $500 a month in rent, people struggled to find a place to move. The final deadline to vacate was October 2nd. The majority of the people in these homes left on their own. 6 families are being evicted. HMK offered to sell the rest of the homes to tenants. 135 of them were game, including Lily Garcia.
She loves this area. This is the only area she knows. And it's West Dallas. You know how long it's been here. Forever. She's comfortable here.
Most of the new homeowners will make a mortgage payment of $575 a month, including property taxes. Lily Garcia is one of 7 new homeowners to agree to a different kind of deal. HMK co-owner Krash Krash offered all his tenants in their 80s something called a life estate.
These octogenarians have lived an independent life up to this point. And without any options, I just didn't know what else to do for them. And I didn't have the heart just to turn my back on them.
The life estate is an 8-year mortgage with payments right around $300 a month. Lily Garcia will pay $315. At the end of her life, the property returns to HMK Limited. If she lives there for more than 8 years, she'll stay in her house payment-free.
Their homes are secured now for the rest of their lives. It's a payment that's very affordable to them, an environment that is very familiar to them, in a community that knows them very well.
Lily and her grown son Joe had been sharing their current rental house. HMK says he can stay there for another 2 months. Lily has already started moving her things into the new house. Signing the contract makes it official.
That's it. Congratulations.
Felicidades.
Thank you.
With 2 final X's, the house is hers, putting an end to dozens of community meetings, countless worries, and months of uncertainty. Lily Garcia does have 1 final question, though. Can she paint the house? But when asked what color,
I don't care.
She's just happy the choice is hers to make. Courtney Collins, KERA News.